Diego Freeway at Sunset. All responding units identified.
LA 7 Mary 3 and 4 responding.
10-4, 7 Mary 3.
The Crossover is a somewhat weekly program featuring law enforcement and traffic expert Motor Cop from MotorCopBlog.com and fire and EMS expert Justin Shore from HappyMedic.com as they compare and contrast the differences in their two different disciplines.
Well, here we are, Mr. Motor Cop from MotorCopBlog.com, episode 10 of Crossover.
The big 1-0.
I got you a cake.
Where is it? I don't see it in front of me.
It's right here.
Well, I hope you're enjoying it.
I didn't think this part through.
No, you really and truly did not. Technology has not come that far.
It hasn't. Now, we've taken a bunch of time off, a lot of stuff going on, family stuff, professional stuff. Anybody that's really, you know, waiting for iTunes to update weekly should really stop. It updates automatically, guys.
Yes. Yeah, take a breath. Go outside. Meet some people. Get out in the sun.
Yeah, enjoy. Go outside.
Wear sunscreen. Got to safety first.
And don't speed.
Yes.
Yes. How have you been, sir?
I have been busy. And yourself?
Very busy. You know, little one was sick for a while, so obviously couldn't do some recording. And then I go to read one of my favorite blogs, MotorCopBlog.com, yesterday, and it's private.
Dun, dun, dun.
Are you okay? Is the family okay? What's going on, buddy?
Everything is just fine. The post was very vague, but again, it's just a tactical step back. Some nefarious plots are suspected, but no, I'm being overly dramatic. Everything's just fine. Some stuff going on at the old MCPD, so just taking a little breather.
Which you have to do from time to time. You know, anonymity is an amazing thing, yet can get you into trouble sometimes.
Yes, so, and I'm trying to avoid getting myself. I've not gotten myself into trouble as of yet.
I like that.
Exactly. Well, you never know what tomorrow brings. But to allay any fears, there's nothing wrong with either personal or professional existence. Everything is fine. The wife is happy, healthy, and number three is still doing very well, and the kidlets are fine. Nothing's going on at work with me at all. Just, you know, some rumblings, and I like to avoid rumblings. I like to show up, do my job, and go home and not worry about anything at all.
That's great news. Well, hopefully you're still writing and just putting everything aside, and then when you're ready to go, I just saw a post you put up today that said you can't stay away. You're addicted, my friend.
I know.
Really,
it's a sickness.
Truly addicted. I love it. But yeah, hopefully you'll keep writing, and when you're back up on the bike and going bloggingly, I know you're still up on the bike.
Absolutely.
Hopefully there will be a big flood of posts. Now, I know what's going on where I am. I'm sure it's going on where you are. Budget issues. A lot of folks are trying to balance the budget on the back of public safety. Some people say we get paid too much. yeah, I get paid very well for what I do. I'm not, you know, looking for more, but I'm one of the lucky ones. I wanted to touch on something real quick, though, and it's something that we all need to remember when, you know, you go to City Hall and you hold up a sign, you know, it says, "Don't cut the heroes." A lot of people throw around that word, and that's a topic for a whole nother show. But I wanted to bring up an article, and MC, I just shot you the link there on Skype here, about the chairwoman of an ambulance company. The story broke back in January at gems.com. Thea Tafner admitted to stealing $1 million from American Hose Ambulance Company.
Could you do that like Dr. Evil for me real quick?
$1 million.
Thank you.
Now, I can sit back and say, wow, the San Francisco Fire Department has just over a $250 million budget. We could do a lot with $1 million. But I'm also guessing that the American Hose Ambulance Company in Mount Carmel, Pennsylvania, could do a hell of a lot more with $1 million. Your thoughts on this? First of all, if you steal $1 million from an ambulance company, is it embezzlement if you spend it on yourself, or do you have to give it away to other people? How's it? What is she guilty of?
Yeah, that's pretty much just embezzlement. Basically taking something that doesn't belong to you in a professional setting. Walking into a 7-Eleven and lifting a bag of chips that you don't pay for, that's shoplifting. Taking $1 million out of the till at 7-Eleven if you work there is embezzling.
Now, so if you're employed and you steal, it's embezzlement.
Yes, sir.
But if you're unemployed and you steal, that's just theft.
It's unemployed
where you got the money is what I mean, right?
Yeah, embezzlement is a kind of it's a like financial fraud. It's not if somebody's not employed at the 7-Eleven walks in and takes money out of the till, it could be robbery, it could be burglary, it could be both. But embezzlement is dishonestly appropriating or secreting assets.
I'm sorry, could you say secreting again?
Secreting. Secreting? Is that less dirty?
Yes.
Okay, great.
But still naughty.
So, it is.
I mean, long story and formalities aside, here's a person that's supposed to be one of the people we trust, one of the people that we give the money to, that the community gives the money to, the billers, however it is that the American Hose Company ambulance service gets their money. This person was trusted with it and completely destroyed that service. That community probably has no sympathy whatsoever for that organization because the problems that they're having, they quote unquote brought on themselves. And on the other side of the coin, there's lots of voluntary and professional fire companies all over the country that are giving themselves a bad name when these treasurers and chiefs and organizers, all of a sudden there's no money because this guy bought himself a car, or he's been getting gas for his wife's car on the department card and things like that. Are things like that much of an issue on the PD side?
Oh God, you always hear about, dirty cops and people doing things that are, I mean, there's no other root word for it other than stupid. I mean, we are supposed to be held to a higher standard. I mean, that's kind of the go-to credo that we carry. People, the public has entrusted us with their safety. I mean, most police cars on the side say something along the lines of to protect and serve. And a lot of I take that back. I won't say a lot. A small percentage of cops, maybe they start out that way, but we are subjected to a lot of opportunities to commit crimes of our own. We're entrusted with evidence, be it money, be it drugs, be it for anything of value, really. And you have to have the highest moral character to be trusted with that stuff. If we violate the public's trust, then we are no better than the people that we're supposed to be arresting and taking to jail. And it completely is debilitating to those of us that are above board in everything we do. I'm not going to risk my house, my family, for a nickel bag of whatever. I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever. We're not talking about making off with tens of millions of dollars, at least in cases that I can think of with PDs off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. We're talking about small time penny ante bullshit, really. I mean, it's just. Unfortunately, our job is so rife with adrenaline and adrenaline junkies, myself included. I love to drive fast. I love the thrill of pulling a shotgun out of the car at a bank robbery. I think it's cool, right?
Yeah.
It's dangerous. It gets us going. Well, so does the thrill of, doing something you're not supposed to do. It starts when you're little, climbing the tree your mom doesn't want you to climb. But at some point, something in your brain matures and realizes I probably shouldn't do X, Y, or Z. And again, it really mucks it up for those of us that are working our asses off to do the protecting and the serving. Because when, you know, somebody does something stupid, it puts a black eye on all of us and makes it that much harder for us to regain the trust we've worked so hard and so long to maintain.
And definitely speaking of doing stupid things, you know, you mentioned something that kind of struck close to home early on in your I'll call it a diatribe. I will. Your excellent description that we really are in the public trust, and violating the public trust is dangerous. You guys are in charge of evidence and making sure that what happened, you know, can be explained in court. And no, we didn't have anything to do with it. That was, you know, exactly what the suspect did. Most specifically in taking hold of drugs and such. I want to ask you about that in a minute. But first, doing stupid stuff. Just shot another link to you, buddy, about Sean Swanson, the 27-year-old volunteer firefighter who was found to be operating a fire engine, not on an emergency call, with three other volunteer firefighters under the influence of alcohol and nearly crashed into a police car.
How do you tow that? How do you tow that engine, by the way, after you arrest him?
I don't know, but this originally, where I first saw the story was at stater911.com. There's been a flurry of follow-up stories all over the internet machine. But, you know, we talk about violating the public trust and doing stupid stuff. You know, you embezzle $1 million from an ambulance company. Is somebody going to get hurt? Oh, maybe not directly. You know, people doing stupid stuff. People might suffer financially from it, but nobody's going to get hurt. Just thinking, if Sean Swanson had been just a little bit more inebriated, or any number of different things happened, he could have killed not just a police officer, but an innocent civilian. An innocent people could have been killed because this kid made a stupid mistake. And I won't even say mistake. I'm going to take that back. He made a stupid decision. And yeah, we all know that alcohol impairs our ability to operate a motor vehicle. If you don't believe me, read the side of the packaging. We should know that by now, especially someone whom we entrust as a member of a volunteer fire department. Now, MC, I'm not sure if you know, but I believe it's over 70% of firefighters in America are volunteers.
Wow.
Most of the people that do this do it in their spare time, and I admire that. I was young when I got started. I started as a volunteer, and I loved it. But I'll tell you what, it was pedal to the metal. And I did a lot of stupid stuff, but I never got busted for it, A, and I never got hurt from it, B. But it's something else you said earlier. That part of your brain matures. Not everybody, my friend, and you know that full well. And
true.
Here's a perfect example of when I go out in the community and I try to remind people that we are a valuable public service, that we do more than they think. The last thing they saw on the news could have been this story. And even though it was nowhere near my service, nowhere near where I work or where I live, some lady could say, you know, I saw on the news that you guys let people drive the trucks drunk. Doesn't matter that we don't. Doesn't matter that it didn't happen where we are. We have to defend it. What happens to one happens to all.
It's interesting you say that. What the person would say, you guys. It's amazing that how broad that brush stroke is.
Well, it's a big red truck. It's a fire truck.
You're all the same as are we. All cops are the same. Yeah. All firefighters are the same. And, you know, people see a uniform or a big red truck or a badge, but they tend to forget that we are all human and we do make mistakes. I have made them. They have not been, you know, fireable or arrestable offenses, but you know, I got into a collision years and years ago, and I wasn't listed at fault, but I was still partially at fault.
Were you working at the time?
Yes. I won't go into the whys and wherefores about it, but suffice to say that I sucked a little paper behind it and you know, got my hand slapped, and don't do that again. Luckily, in my case, there were independent witnesses that painted a great picture for me, kind of showing that it wasn't my doing. It was more the other driver. But the point of it is that people need to take a look around where you're working. There are idiots where you work. Take a look at the Starbucks or the Pete's or the Coffee Cavern or whatever you go to. One of those people, it has got to be a moron. They're everywhere in every profession. Nobody cares when the barista gets a DUI, but when the volunteer firefighter gets a DUI, oh well, hell's bells. It leads the nightly news.
Yeah, and nobody demands that all baristas be cut 10% on their salary because one did something stupid.
Absolutely.
Yet we really need to look at the way we seem to give away this public trust so readily, like you said, to a uniform or a vehicle that's marked. Just because you got the job doesn't mean you can take a deep breath and go back to being an idiot. You really need to change yourself and assume that role. And let me get back in. Maybe you have a comment on this stuff. Maybe you don't.
Hang on. I'm going to interrupt you. I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize to baristas because we love you and we need you. Go ahead.
Yes, because nobody can pull the spigot and put coffee in my cup.
You're damn right.
Yes. Real quick, MC, you don't get the frou-frou drinks.
No. Well, during the summertime, I do. I will admit I enjoy a good frappuccino.
That's ice in the coffee?
Or is that
a milkshake?
It's like a milkshake, but
it's a milkshake.
Keep in mind, you know, I'm riding around in 105 degrees wearing a Kevlar vest, so I like something a little cool.
All right. Well, yeah, sorry, baristas. I didn't mean to offend. Jeez, you ruined my segue. Anyway, the baristas ruined
my
segue.
Job. Know that.
MC, we've touched on corruption and fire and EMS. People doing stupid things on the fire side. That Sean kid, I hope he's blacklisted from every fire service in the world. He should be. Now, you mentioned earlier when you were talking about officers being entrusted with property, with drugs, with firearms, with all these things that you take from us and say, that's bad. You shouldn't have that. Something happened recently near where I live that I was wondering if I could get your comment on. One of the narcotic team commanders where I live was arrested on suspicion of dealing drugs. Now, of course, innocent until proven guilty. However, the media coverage, and of course, not everything you read and see on the news is true. However, there appears to be overwhelming evidence that not only this commander, but a number of different officers are implicated in this. Do you think that officers are going to get that same kind of, well, hey, why should I trust you when you guys are taking the drugs from me and dealing it on your own? Just like I'm going to have to defend this kid doing something stupid with a DUI and a fire truck?
Oh, without a doubt. Absolutely. You know, it's bad enough when, you know, an officer will post something on irresponsible / stupid on Facebook or Twitter or whatever. I mean, and it's not criminal. It's just dumb. It's a lack of common sense, a lack of, you know, thinking of consequences. This is, you know, what you're describing is downright criminal. I do find the, can I say alleged hypocrisy of the media amusing? You know, if somebody's arrested for drugs and they're not a cop, then it's, you know, not necessarily the big lead story, and or they will more come to the defense of the alleged suspect. But, you know, it's kind of like the old adage of if it bleeds, it leads. Well, you know, in a story like this, we're bleeding blue.
Let me jump in there real quick. I'm going to have to call you on that just a little bit because Timmy, the 19-year-old idiot with no job isn't someone who's been through training.
True.
and is entrusted to do these things. You know, if somebody's an idiot, we're not surprised when they turn out to be an idiot by doing something stupid. But when you have someone that's a law enforcement officer, not just a law enforcement officer, but a narcotics officer, not just a narcotics officer, but the commander of the narcotic enforcement team, that person needs to be held to a higher standard. And little Timmy, the 19-year-old that got caught with, I don't know what the illegal amount is of coke on him, versus somebody who has been Who has been given
cocaine is bad, by the way.
Okay, then I should empty my pockets. But someone who has been given and earned a position of public trust and authority, clearly, if these allegations prove to be true, abusing that public trust and authority, that should be headline news, in my opinion.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree at all. I was merely kind of commenting on the difference of how the story is handled, sensationalizing. If what you're describing actually occurred, then I think they should obviously be fired immediately once an investigation is complete and they're found to be culpable. Mm-hmm. They should absolutely be prosecuted, and they should do prison time. I mean, they are no better than the kinds of people that they were trying to arrest themselves.
Exactly, and they should be viewed no differently in the court of law. I completely agree about that. Timmy, the 19-year-old, and the commander of the county in narcotic enforcement team deserve every opportunity to present their case in court, regardless of who they are. My comments about
him appropriately be found guilty. Thank you.
and my comments about him being held to a higher standard are simply because of the way the story is being covered, in that the reason the media should be covering it is to bring attention to someone who we trusted, who took our trust, flushed it down the toilet instead of the drugs.
True. And the only issue I have with the whole thing is that, again, it goes back to, this guy is giving the rest of us a black eye. The wife jokes all the time when we're on the freeway, if we see a motorcycle rider and he's being an idiot, going too fast, splitting lanes at an unsafe speed, because splitting lanes is not illegal. But I mean, just being unsafe, being stupid. And she always says, man, that guy's giving you guys a bad name. And by you guys, she just means motorcycle riders, not even motor cops, just motorcycle enthusiasts. And she's totally right. And that's just somebody being stupid on a freeway. This guy is giving every law enforcement officer a black eye, and he's making us have to take 10 steps back with the public that we have worked so hard and for so long to build that trust, build that communication. If I go to again, back to our wonderful baristas, if I go to Starbucks tomorrow morning and, they've heard this story and they look at me like, what's up with your people? I don't even know this dude. I have no idea who this guy is, who he worked for, but I still have to deal with his bullshit. And it makes me look bad, and I don't even know the dude.
It's because you have to explain that to a citizen when he should be the one doing it. But that's not going to happen.
That's the frustrating thing, is if I have to explain it to them, when the hell is somebody going to explain it to me? I don't get it. I'm not just as frustrated as the general public. I'm more frustrated, because even though I don't have any interactions with this dude, I'm still the one that people may or may not look to explain his. I have no idea. So it's frustrating, because now there's a level of mistrust when I just want some coffee. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and not just the public, which is who we work for, but the elected officials that control the purse strings may now look at valued programs within departments and say, well, if the narcotics officers are just going to steal and sell drugs, then why do we need such a large narcotics bureau? We're going to cut your budget by 50%.
Yeah.
Well, now you're just hamstringing everybody else and making communities less safe, and that could be the gang task force, if it turns out officers are funneling weapons to gangs, or an ambulance company that's been selling morphine on the side. Well, now you don't need morphine. Well, now that hip fracture or that chest pain patient can't get the benefit from that service. And unfortunately, the only people that jerk their knees faster than managers are politicians. And I'm going to be very interested to see how this plays out in my local law enforcement area, because I don't know how it is where you are, but I'm covered by both a city and a county law enforcement agency.
Mm-hmm.
So I have police officers and sheriffs.
That's very common, yeah.
Yeah, and it'll be very interesting to see how that plays out if somebody can figure out a positive spin on this to get more dollars to the local level, or if this just, if this becomes the third rail of public safety discussion. I'm glad you feel that way, you know, and I hate to say it, but I'm glad you guys get the same kind of crap from folks when, you know, people that look and sound like you do something stupid.
Again, I'd just ask that people look around their own offices and, you know, if Toby, the copy guy, you know, photocopies his backside at the Christmas party. Now all of you have to sit through sexual harassment training. Go ahead and feel free to give Toby a smack.
I would like to apologize to the Tobys of the world on behalf of
Mark Toby. No, nobody thinks Toby's listening to this.
Because without Toby, who would fix your copier?
Oh, you assumed he was the copy. He was the one making copies, not the repairman.
Oh, that's.
I would never belittle the repairman. We need repairmen just as much as baristas.
You know what? I don't understand that analogy. I'm going to have to call the blog stalker who works in the office environment and find out if what you're saying is accurate.
We got to bring him in. That's a great idea.
We definitely do. And completely segueing, speaking of the blog stalker, how's your beer going, my friend? The Dunkelweizen. How is it?
It does not suck.
It doesn't.
It does not suck. And if memory serves, up until the point I'd made the beer, or when we finished bottling the beer, I had the highest alcohol content. That was until your next cook. Where are you at now?
Right now, we are drinking the Kolsch Red, Kolsch, at 5.5%.
Oh, you got me by 0.5%.
I did get you by 0.5%. Not on purpose. It just happens.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What's the math at the end that's difficult? We're probably completely wrong. I've got the Kolsch
enough on 2% alcohol content.
Yeah, we've got the Kolsch Red now that's ready to go, and then we bottled the Thanksgiving Ale, which was on sale at the brew house. Apparently not moving well because of the pumpkin spice, but it turns out that's in a separate packet, so I just didn't add it.
Hey, I have a question for you. The last beer that I imbibed with you, was that the Kolsch or was that the Thanksgiving?
That was the Kolsch.
Okay.
The Thanksgiving, it's in the bottles. It'll be carbonated and ready to drink in another week.
Gotcha.
And for those of you listening, we ferment for 2 weeks, and then we bottle it, and we add more sugar so it'll build up carbonation for the 2 weeks after that. So from the time you cook to the time you can drink is 4 weeks.
Brutal. That is the longest 4 weeks on the planet.
It is, but at the same time, if you can double batch like I did, you got nothing but beer.
Why you gotta? You made me a cake. You didn't bring it, and now you're rubbing in. I got nothing but beer in my house.
I'm gonna rub in something else, buddy. I'd like to end the show on a positive. We've been talking about people doing the wrong thing. You know, this past week was a big paramedic EMT conference in Baltimore, Maryland. GEMS EMS Today.
I believe that I referred to it properly as an EMS orgy.
Which it was, but not in a sexual fashion this year.
Why you gotta go right now? I didn't say it was sexual. I just said it was an orgy.
Yes. Yes, you did. I just want to make sure our listeners, who are of that frame of mind, understand.
I'm always forgetting the listeners.
Yes, you have to remember both of them.
Okay. Hi, Mom.
Now, a ton of EMS bloggers showed up to this show. I think we have a picture at one point of 16 or 17 EMS bloggers in one place, and a couple of them were even missing. Now, two of them, on the way home from the show, stopped off at a diner. Now, this is ambulance driver from Ambulance Driver Files, Mr. Kelly Grayson, and an anonymous blogger from Too Old to Work, Too Young to Retire. They're eating dinner eating breakfast at a diner on their way home from the show when a woman in the next booth collapses dead of a heart attack. Now, if there's any two people you want to have when you go down is two experienced ALS paramedic instructors who are on top of their game and know what's going on. And they did CPR almost immediately, and there was a bystander that got in and told them they're doing it wrong. The American Heart Association did just completely change all the CPR requirements.
They do that every 6 months.
It's about a 3 to 5 year swing. But every how time
I go to every time I go to first day, they're always telling us, you know, 15-2, 17-8.
Okay, 17-8 was never won. You're lying. It's 15-2, 30-2, and then they just kind of change it up to sell books anyway. So these guys got in there and started doing CPR immediately, and a lot of the research is showing that early compressions is what saves lives. But the most interesting part of this story, aside from the two well-experienced paramedic instructors that started CPR, the first AED, automatic external defibrillator, on the scene was from a cop car.
Oh, you're damn right. I don't know.
That's where they need to be. You know, I overheard somebody at our conference saying that they were doing research and found that the people closest to most heart attacks were garbage truck drivers. And I thought, I guess most people are having heart attacks at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, where'd that stat come from, Randall?
I don't know, but on the medical emergency we had here at the house when the lady across the street's baby got sick, I wrote about it on the blog, the first person here, the first two people here were cops, neither of which had any equipment to do anything. But, you know, the public safety model is if it's got lights and a siren, get it there fast.
Yeah.
But here we are with almost the perfect storm of things happening for this lady, and chances are, since they got pulses back before the first paramedic even got on the scene, the first paid paramedic, chances are that this woman will end up walking out of the hospital. I'll see if I can get updates from ambulance driver about it. But it was just very interesting that had there not been, you know, this great conference and a bunch of bloggers that like to get together, and these two have been getting together for, I think, 5 or 8 years. They've known each other for 10. So with or without the interwebs machine, maybe they'd still be in that diner that morning headed back from the show. But I'm going to make the conclusion that without this show, without the internet, without the success of EMS blogging, these guys don't go to the show. They don't go to the diner. This woman collapses of a heart attack and dies.
I don't think that's outside the realm of possibility. I think you have an excellent point.
Yeah, so when you go to your city council and try to get AEDs in your police cars because you actually have an example of when it worked, and they bring up, but what about the corruption in your department? You're going to have a hard time doing the right thing. So get out there, do the right thing. Don't be stupid.
Please.
I don't think that can be said enough.
I could not agree more.
But Mr. Motorcop from motorcopblog.com, where else can folks find you?
I am still on the Facebook. You can search MotorCop. You will find me. I'm also on Twitter at MotorCop1. And I will be continuing to write because I don't know how to do anything else. But I will be back, folks. As a matter of fact, I was just looking at my stat counter here. And since I posted yesterday that I'm taking a hiatus, I've had 220 more readers today than yesterday. So I can't stay away from you guys for long.
I was going to say, everybody knows you're going to give in and write more. So that's why they're back.
I got no backbone.
Yeah, when I put up a post that says, I'm going to be gone, people leave. Everybody says, oh, okay, we'll go over here.
Well, they come see me. That must be it.
Yeah, well, it's nice to have that dedicated readership, and you write some great stuff, and it's no wonder folks aren't staying away.
Well, I appreciate that, sir.
Well, hopefully whatever's going on blows over. You know, we'd love to have you back, but until then, Mr. Motorcop, be well, be safe, don't do anything stupid.
I guarantee you that I won't do anything incredibly stupid. Maybe mildly dumb, that, you know, that's excusable every once in a while, but yeah, I won't be corrupted. So how's that? Where can we find you, sir?
As always, happymedic.com. You can also find me on the Twitter, The Happy Medic. You can trend hashtag COEMS or the new hashtag FRNTV for all your morsels of public safety goodness.
Yes, there's something I'd like to talk about in the near future, by the way.
Then we will talk about it. You want to talk about it now? You want to do the encore, the false ending?
Now, let's make it an Easter egg. Maybe people just have like 5 minutes of dead air and see if there could be something at the end.
You know what? There's going to be 5 minutes of dead air anyway, because I'm not entirely sure what I'm doing.
That's true. Let's just hope you push record this time.
Great. Well, hey, it's been too long, the space in between shows. Let's get on this again next week. Let's try to make it regular, because we both know that regularity is a wonderful thing.
Like Metamucil, baby.
All right. Be safe, sir.
All right. Take care.
The Pursuit proceeding was brought to you by the ever-expanding egos and desires for world domination of Motor Cop and the Happy Medic. Please keep in mind the crossover is meant to be entertainingly educational. Before you try and follow anything you deem as advice, remember you're listening to a man representing himself as a cartoon character named Happy and a self-admitted narcissist who hides under a motorcycle helmet. If you've been offended by anything in this show, past shows, or future shows, do us all a favor. Lighten up, would ya?
Squad 51 returning to quarters.
Squad 51.